All right, injury updates. We got Jacoby Ford, Vance Walker, Chimney Chekwa, Mike Brizell. We put him through some individual work today. We didn't do any teamwork with him at all, so we put him through some individual work to get a feel for where he's at. Guys that were injured during practice. Leonard had some cramps. It's no big deal. Casa's got a quad bruise. We'll see how that goes. So we started today, first real kind of preparation day for Chicago. Obviously, it's going to be a big challenge. I think they're extremely good on defense. They're very good up front. Their front seven, their linebackers are really fast. So, you know, they've played good defense for a long time. They've taken the ball away a lot. So we got to make sure that we protect the football against this team. Offensively, they've got some weapons. Obviously, I think Jay Cutler's a really good quarterback. Brandon Marshall obviously presents some challenges in the passing game. And they got two backs that can really run the football. So it'll be a good challenge for us, and we're ready to get out to the Coliseum and see what we can do.
There was, I guess, a sequence yesterday where there's a few turnovers in rapid succession. Were you better taking care of the ball today?
Yeah, we were better taking care of the ball. We understand that we got to protect the football, and that's the first thing that we talk about is protecting the football, and we know that that's going to be a challenge this week against this team. So we got to have a heightened sense of awareness of that and make sure that we do everything we can to when we have it, make sure we keep it.
This is the first week where you're really going through the same regimen you would in a regular season practices and focusing on the other team more.
Yeah, we'll be here for the next couple of days. We'll break camp. We'll go back to Alameda. We'll have our walkthrough on Thursday, just like we would in a normal in-season week. So we're trying to get, even though we're here in camp, we're trying to get kind of the rhythm and flow of what we're going to do during the regular season and get guys to begin to get in their routine on how they're going to prepare for a game on a weekly basis.
How did Vance Walker look? Was he able to move around as well as you'd expect?
I thought he looked fine. I thought he looked well, we're trying to ease him back into it. I thought for the first day back, I thought he did some good things.
Cool. Hayden was cleared for practice, obviously, yesterday, but today you guys were in pads. What did you see from him? Did he hit a lot at all?
Well, I don't know that, out there on the corner, I don't know that you get, a ton of hits in you, but I thought he competed today. I think we're all anxious to see, and I think he's anxious to see, what it's like when he gets out there in game action.
Coach, first cutdown day is looming. What do you hope to see from the team this Friday night?
Well, it's going to be important for a lot of guys. We got to get down to 75 after this game, so it's one of the unfortunate things in this business, but we'll make some cuts and we'll have some tough decisions. And but I'm hoping to see I'm hoping to see better execution really on both sides of the ball in this football game.
You seen some improvement from the defensive line in the last couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some improvement. We still got a long way to go. Obviously we got a couple, guys that we anticipate being starters in Vance Walker and Lamar Houston back out here. So I think that that helps. And hopefully we'll be able to get Pat Sims out here sooner rather than later, and we'll get a better feel for what we have up front.
What is Vance going to bring you when he's fully healthy?
Well, I think when we brought him here, our anticipation was that he was going to be a good run stopper type of player. He plays square, plays with some power. That's my hope. He's a little bit better rusher than I originally had anticipated. So, but the primary focus for him is I want him to be a run stop and defensive tackle, and what we get out of him from a pass rush standpoint, is a bonus.
I don't know if there ever really was a gentleman's agreement about defenses not being too exotic in the preseason, but obviously that's not the case anymore. From your remarks earlier about the Bears, it sounds like you're almost welcoming a chance to play against a defense that does some.
Well, listen, they're not real complicated in the things that they do. They have their system of defense. It's very similar to what they've done in the past there. They execute extremely well. They play very fast. They put a lot of pressure on you from the standpoint of their front four and their front seven. So, There's a lot of good defenses in this league, and we're going to have to face some good defenses, and this is one of them.
You don't mind if teams pull blitzes and do that stuff?
Listen, it's all we're going to see a lot of different things throughout the year. So, we got to be able to adjust and be able to adapt to anything, a defense might give us. So, I just think that's part of the process of preseason games.
You had said the other day that you thought Jerron Kreiner was closer to coming back than Jacoby Ford, and yet Ford was here today and Kreiner wasn't. Was it more a situation that Ford was back sooner than expected, or Kreiner's a little bit behind?
Well, it's probably a little bit of both. You know, Jacoby the other day had a really good day in his rehab process, and we felt like he was ready to go, so we were able to get him out here. I think Jerron's close, but again, you know, we've had the situation where we've brought some guys out here and they've re-injured themselves, and so I think we want to make sure that guys are back and ready to go, so we get a chance to evaluate them.
You've had so many injuries are always going to happen, but you guys have had so many key guys in and out, coming back, going back out. Has it set you guys back much, or have you guys been able to overcome it?
Well, you're going to have to deal with them during the season, and so. And every team says this, and it is a next man up philosophy, and you're going to play the game that week. So, you know, from that standpoint, it's good preparation for us and good practice for us, you know, to really put into motion that next man up philosophy, because at some point somebody's going to have to step in and play, and we anticipate and we expect backup players to play just like the starters.
What is your situation at left tackle now after Alex Barrett?
Well, right now we've got three tackles that we're working until we're able to get Menelik Watson back. So, you know, we're kind of rotating those guys, and we've worked Tony Bergstrom a little bit out at tackle. So, you know, right now we're going with the three guys that we have that are healthy with Tony helping us, and hopefully we'll get Menelik out here back and ready to go.
Coach, I don't know if you touched base on this yesterday, but how much are you expected to see Hayden in the game? How many reps?
You know, I haven't put a number on it yet. I anticipate him going out there. He'll start in the game, and we'll see how he is from a football shape standpoint and see what all he can do.
The guys that are healthy, would they go into the third quarter possibly? Is that the way that you play?
Yeah, we'll see how the game plays out, but they'll get you know, the thought process going in is that they'll get a few more reps than they got last week.
How do you balance, you know, the wish of treating it like a dress rehearsal for the regular season, but also seeing guys you really want to see that are kind of yes, maybe no?
Yeah, well, I think it's a delicate balance, and I think that's why you have four preseason games. And generally, you play your guys that you anticipate being your ones. You play them a little bit longer in the third preseason game. And probably not quite as much in the fourth game. So we still got two more chances to go out there and get a good evaluation on everybody.
Did the defense respond well to some of them? Were pretty, you know, they weren't happy with the way they performed in the first half against New Orleans. Nobody was. But did you see the response you wanted to see this week after that game, in terms of them coming back and, you know, getting back on track?
Yeah, I think they're responding. I think they all understand, you know, what we've got to do. And I'm not going to press the panic button because of one preseason game. I mean, obviously, we got to play better than we did. And that's our goal, and that's our focus moving forward, is to learn from our mistakes and improve. And, you know, you can't move forward if you're always looking back.
Could you see Menelik working on the left at all, or do you see him as a right tackle?
Well, I mean, I think that's something that is a possibility. It's something that we could look at. You know, we got to get the best five guys that give us a chance to have success. And whoever those best five are, we're going to put them in the positions that give us a chance.
Was Ford's injury related to last year's injury, or is it something different for Ford?
No, Ford had a hamstring.
Hamstring? Okay. What about Kreiner?
Not telling you.
What about Murray?
Not telling you that either.
on Matt Forte, he'll be the first true feature back that you've seen this preseason.
Well, I think they got two good backs. I think Matt Forte is an exceptional runner. I think he's good in the passing game. And then they can bring in a guy like a Michael Bush and really try to pound the ball. So I think they got two good runners in the backfield, and it's a little bit of a change of pace situation with those two guys.
Another kind of unwritten rule that developed is that
you got a lot of unwritten rules.
Well, just observing, right?
Okay.
You know, around the league, in the fourth exhibition game, a lot of teams don't play their number ones a lot. Given your situation with competition, the various stuff, will you go away from that? Do you
Well, we'll look at that when we get to that game. I mean, right now our focus is on Chicago.
Right.
I'm planning for Chicago. I'm getting ready to play Chicago, and whatever we decide to do in the fourth preseason game, we'll look at that after this one.
You haven't thought that far yet.
I'm not saying I hadn't thought that far ahead. All right, but I'm not there yet.
Appreciate your honesty.
Okay.
How did Moore and Bass look on film? They make strides from the first week or in the first game?
You talking about C.O. Moore and Bass?
And David Bass, yeah.
Yeah, I thought both of them made some improvement. They still both have a long way to go. They still both have a lot of improvement that they got to work on. Every day they come out here, they see something new. They see something different. And that's just part of being a rookie. Yeah, I saw some improvement, but I also see, you know, I also see a lot of improvement that they got to continue to make.
Which areas?
Well, I think CO just the details of his job, and Bass. I want to see him. I want to see a little bit more explosion out of him. I thought he had a nice rush in the game, which is something that I think he's got, you know, a little bit of that ability, but. But I need to see him a little bit more stout against the run and see what he can do against the run.
Did you mention Branch at the outset? Was he out today?
No, Tyvon wasn't out here today. He's got some ribs that are sore. He tried to go yesterday, wasn't able to go, and still wasn't able to get through it today. So I'm pleased with where Tyvon is. I want to make sure that he's healthy and ready to go.
And Ross is the next guy up there?
Ross is the next guy up at the strong safety position.